Well, some time ago, we decided not only would it be our pleasure to support the Enough Violence exhibit that we are lucky to have here in Pittsburgh, courtesy of the Society for Contemporary Craft in the Strip District. But in addition to calling attention to this exhibit and what it is inspiring others to do the concept of working to prevent violence and make a more civil society, this exhibit is also connecting our community by having organizations who themselves work to make the world a more peaceful, less violent place, and who employ people who have devoted their lives to doing such things. And we're really fortunate to have three folks with us today in what will be a series throughout the coming months, once a month or so, talking about the exhibit. And they are Stacy De Las Salas, who is from Crisis Center North, and Pete Schell from the Thomas Merton Center, who we'll talk with in just a moment, but also Janet McCall is here, and she is from Contemporary Craft. How are you, Janet?
I'm well, thanks.
Tell us about this exhibit, just overall, and why it's here.
It's an idea that was brought to us almost 4 years ago by a former board member who has worked for a very long time in the community, studying the causes of delinquency and the impact on children's lives, Dr. Rolf Lober, who's involved with the Pittsburgh Youth Study. And he was very concerned about how we might get the message out about ways that we could all work together. And he, like me, believes in the power of art to change people's lives and engage them deeply. So he approached us and said, "What do you think about doing an exhibition on violence?" And it was a little different from anything we had ever considered. We've done thematic shows, but we knew this would be very difficult. So we really grappled with, can we do this? How do we address it? We didn't want something that would sensationalize the topic. And that began a series of conversations over the subsequent years that brought us to this opening.
Most people don't think of art necessarily, well, I take that back. A lot of people think of art as a means of calling attention and doing battle. But the idea of focusing art like a laser to try to eliminate violence is really kind of a novel thing, I think. In this particular exhibit, is based on an exhibit that's been traveling, right?
No, actually, it's not. It's an original show that we curated, although we will travel other cities afterwards.
I knew it was. I knew that it was destined to travel, so that's a nice thing. Pittsburgh's concept in creating this will actually be exported to other cities. Has anybody signed on for it yet?
No, we are in discussion, although I must say that opening weekend, a woman from England wrote in our guest book, "Please, please bring this show to England."
Oh,
so
great.
Now we're thinking, maybe we shouldn't just limit it to national opportunities.
Well, and it's a little early, too, for me to be asking you that question. I've learned from being here in the Children's Museum, take some time to figure out what those itineraries are going to be. Plus, you have it here until March of next year.
Yes, 7 months through March 22nd, especially. This is a very long run for us, but we wanted to have a chance to really engage the community and have an impact.
Well, let's bring in Stacy De Las Salas from Crisis Center North. And Stacy, I hope I have your name correct, do I?
You do.
Oh, great. And tell me a little bit about what happens at Crisis Center North, who the organization serves, and then I'll be curious to know a little bit more about you, too.
Sure. Crisis Center North is a domestic violence counseling and educational resource center. We've served the northern and western communities of Allegheny County for 35 years. Our services are free to the community. We provide counseling and advocacy for any victim of domestic violence and their children. So those services range from individual counseling, group counseling, if someone requires a protection from abuse order. We have legal advocates who will represent that individual and help them craft their story at the courthouse. We also have a medical advocate who will respond to a physician's office or an emergency room if a victim presents there to give them some options. Our mission really is to, you know, eradicate domestic violence in the community and empower the women who have been victims. We work off of an empowerment model, making sure that they have the choice of how they want to proceed to the situation. It's not okay, you know, to think that every woman should leave at the point in time where they see violence in their relationship. It may not be safe. It may be very lethal for the family. So we really try to give them the choice on how to proceed through their situation.
It's domestic violence. It's such a secretive kind of problem sometimes, I think. Is it rising, do you think, or is it falling? Do you have any idea?
There's a lot of information out there that say that trends of domestic violence are really increasing, especially with the economic downturn that we've, you know, experienced in the last few years. You know, there's never an excuse for domestic violence. It's something that's learned. It's a learned behavior. It's power and control, but there are certainly social and economic factors and forces that stress a family and that can make things worse for individuals. So I think that as we talk more and more about domestic violence, people can come forward more and more to speak about it. It's an age-old problem that's existed for a very long time. So, you know, I think that you do hear more of an increase.
Yeah, and I would think even changes in technology leading to a lack of, sometimes, to a reduction in empathy might have something to say, some impact as well, as people simply forget how to be patient. Although from what you're saying, it's often a behavior people have observed before in their own lives and continue that cycle.
It's very cyclical and generational. You know, people learn what they live. That's their normal until they learn that that's maybe not safe or normal and changes can happen. It continues to be a pattern.
Now, Crisis Center North will be at the Enough Violence exhibit at some point during the run. Is that right? In order to make the community aware. And it's important, you know, in terms of a positive cycle, is calling attention to the many ways that violence ends up impacting our lives through art, but also calling attention to those that are working to help prevent violence or address the impacts of violence. How can folks get in touch with you directly in conjunction with the show?
Anyone who needs services can contact our hotline, which is 412-364-5556. And we'll have a representative today at the museum who will be doing tabling this morning. And so if anyone wants to stop by and speak to someone, then they're able to as well.
Great. This is at the Society for Contemporary Craft, and there's free admission there, so you can see this exhibit in the Strip District, and if you would like to get more information for somebody you know or just to have on hand, when we work with kids, we often talk about organizations like Crisis Center North, just to get that in their mental Rolodex that such a thing exists. So great way for you to visit the exhibit today and get information that you can use. We were talking just very briefly off air. You're an art therapist, your background?
I am.
And what got you interested in doing that?
Well, I've always loved and enjoyed the power of art. I think it's a very healing process. It's very metaphorical for life itself. I really enjoy working with art with youth. Prior to doing development, which is what I do now at the center, I was a children's counselor at the agency and did an art therapy program and worked with kids who were exposed to domestic violence. Currently, my work takes me to a program called Art Expression Incorporated, which we do peer socialization through art. So you can see that art works in so many different facets. It's such a safe place to teach people to go to express themselves, especially when they've experienced violence or trauma in their lives. It's always a great vessel, which is what we learned when I was in graduate school.
Great. Well, thank you.
Sure.
Is there anything else you'd like to mention about Crisis Center North?
No.
Or at all. So the number again, the hotline number?
Is 412-364-5556.
And is there a website?
CrisisCenterNorth.org.
easy, crisiscenternorth.org. Thank you. And that was Stacy De Los Alice, who is from Crisis Center North. And Janet McCall is also here from the Society for Contemporary Craft. The exhibit gallery is at 2100 Smallman Street in the Strip District. Today's a great day to go. You can enjoy the Strip District. The gallery is beautiful. I hadn't been there in quite some time, and we met maybe 6 weeks ago or so, and I was reminded how beautiful the space is. There are private, quiet spaces there, too. I think you'll find some of the art so moving that you might need a place to reflect, and that's one of the nice things, Janet, and the way you've set this up.
Mm-hmm. We have a drop-in studio, actually, where people can also go and make a talisman, a kind of symbolic protection for themselves in response to the show. We have an information area with literature. We have a solution station where people can quietly express their responses either through art or writing.
If you're just tuning in, Enough Violence is a new exhibit created here in Pittsburgh by the Society for Contemporary Craft, in which artists from not just the United States, but other parts of the world have created art to address, well, to amplify, but also address issues of violence. And the exhibit also incorporates local organizations and individuals that are working to prevent or address the impact of violence. And one such person is Pete Schell, who is from Thomas Merton Center's peace organization, I believe the subcommittee, is that right?
Yeah, it's called the Anti-War Committee.
And tell me a little bit about yourself and the work you've been doing.
Well, we've actually been around for about 10 years now. We actually got started in opposition to the war with Iraq, and we really look at the violence of war. We've organized a lot of conferences. We've brought in speakers. We've organized mass marches in the streets, peace marches, saying we don't want war. We want all that money that's going to the military and to fund wars in places like Iraq and Afghanistan to be brought back home, to put people back to work and build up our infrastructure.
That's a hard case to make, because so many people presume that you might be not supporting men and women who are in harm's way, and actually you're supporting them probably in the best way possible, saying get them out of harm's way, right?
Right, and that's what we generally say is, you know, I think generally we folks in our group, we generally think the best way to support the troops is to bring them home, where they're not going to be killed or be killing other people and perpetuating that cycle of violence.
Why do you think that there has not been more outrage or concern or just people that speak up about concerns of war, not just now, presently, but throughout time? I mean, if we go back to Vietnam and even earlier, when war happens, I think a lot of people might have some strong opinions, but they keep pretty quiet about it.
Sometimes they do, but sometimes they don't. I mean, it was really the protesters who stopped the Vietnam War, and Richard Nixon even acknowledged that. And there were literally millions of people out on the streets opposing the Iraq War all around the country. And we've sent buses. We've sent like several busloads of people from Pittsburgh to join these big national peace marches in Washington over the years, and where there have been 500,000 people or even more. But you often don't hear about those very much in the media these days.
That's a good point. There are. It does seem like I know the coming generation, the coming of age generation, seems to be more interested in these issues. In terms of your involvement with Society for Contemporary Craft, will you be there today?
Yeah, I just want to really thank Janet and the Society for Contemporary Craft for inviting us to be there. Really appreciate that. It'll be a really good way for us to meet a lot of new people who come in, people that we don't normally meet. But we will be there with a table today from 10 to 3. talking about a new coalition that we recently started called the Pittsburgh Anti-Drone Warfare Coalition. And this is something that we just started this year together with Code Pink Women for Peace, Veterans for Peace, the American Friends Service Committee, and the Greens, and the Thomas Merton Center.
Now, Thomas Merton Center is located in Bloomfield, right? Or Garfield?
Right in Garfield, right next to Bloomfield.
Yeah, so you're right on the line, kind of. And how can, first of all, maybe you can just explain a little bit about Thomas Merton Center for people who don't know, and also how folks can get involved.
Sure. Yeah, the Thomas Merton Center is a peace and justice organization. It was founded in the early 70s in the wake of the Vietnam War. And we've always been active in different projects calling for peace and justice. I've been on the board myself for several years. We have a lot of really good projects. People can get in touch with the Merton Center by checking out our website, Thomas Merton Center, all one word, .org. They can also call us at 412-361-3022.
And it's thomasmertoncenter.org.
Yes.
And that just now was the voice of Pete Schell from Thomas Merton Center. We just have about another minute or two. Stacey, was there anything else you'd like to add about Crisis Center North? I'd like you to repeat the contact info, but is there anything that I may have neglected to ask?
No, I don't think so. Again, our services are completely free. Anyone who is a victim of domestic violence, we also offer significant other services. So if you know someone who's a victim and needs some support in dealing with that issue as a family member, friend, those services are available to you as well for free. Our contact information again is crisiscenternorth.org, and our hotline number is 412-364-5556.
Thank you very much. And Pete, again, it's thomasmertoncenter.org.
O-R-G.
And the phone number again?
It's 412-361-3022. And if you have one more second, I'd like to invite people to join us tomorrow, actually. We're also going to be the featured group at Capital's End program, which is it's a community and artistic program. It's going to be at the new Ava Lounge in Oakland. That's on 384 North Craig Street. And it's tomorrow, Sunday, at 6:30 p.m. Join us. We'll be talking about the Coalition to End Drone Warfare.
Excellent. Thank you for the good work that both of you are doing. And Janet, this is really something because it's showing just right now about how art can bring people together. Both of these people and both organizations represented today at the gallery, 2100 Smallman Street in the Strip District, the Society for Contemporary Craft. Anything else you'd like to mention?
I just wanted to tell people, don't be afraid to come. I know some people feel like they don't want to think about violence. It's a very healing and empowering show. It's changed all of us who have worked on it. And the idea is that we're not alone. We all can pull together, and there are concrete things that we can do to make a difference with eradicating violence.
Thank you, Janet. And it's contemporarycraft.org.
Yes.
For more details. Thanks to each of you for being here with us today. It's really been a pleasure, and we'll keep in touch as the exhibit continues.
Thank you.
Thank you.